From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Lippin reporting. U.S. media have identified a gunman who killed three police officers on Sunday in the southern U.S. city of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. The reports named the gunman as Gavin Long from Kansas City, Missouri, a 29-year-old black male and former U.S. Marine. Authorities said he was dressed in black and wearing a mask when he ambushed the three officers and wounded three others with an assault rifle near the local police headquarters. The incident is the latest episode in a month of violence and heightened racial tension in the United States. U.S. President Barack Obama condemned Sunday's killings in an address to the nation.
I said that killer would not be the last person who tries to make us turn on each other, nor will today's killer. It remains up to us to make sure that they fail. That decision is all of ours. The decision to make sure that our best selves are reflected across America, not our worst, that's up to us.
Authorities did not immediately identify the gunman's motive. His social media posts indicated that he sympathized with black militancy. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has denounced suggestions that Washington was involved in Friday's failed coup in Turkey. Speaking to U.S. TV network CNN on Sunday, Kerry said it is irresponsible to have accusations of American involvement. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has accused a Turkish cleric exiled in the U.S., Fethullah Gulen, of orchestrating the coup and demanded that Washington extradite him. On Saturday, Turkish Labor Minister Süleyman Soylu also accused Washington of being behind the coup attempt. Gulen has denied any involvement.